Christmas for Real by Deborah Dean Murphy. We all have images of her in our heads. We see her kneeling reverently, eyes closed, head bowed. She is usually shrouded in blue or white, halo optional. Mary, the mother of Jesus, demure, peaceful, passive, and so clean. And all this after just having given birth in a barn. I've long felt that any woman who has experienced pregnancy and childbirth probably regards these images with skepticism. Birth, as we know, is messy. It is bloody and sweaty. Modern Western culture, which seems to fear birth as much as it fears death, has always tried to sanitize the birth process, in life and in art. Most of the depictions of Mary and the infant Jesus in Christian art and hymnody, while often beautiful, are too sterile, too pristine. In contrast, for example, Julie Vivas' beautiful book, The Nativity, captures the gritty realness of Jesus' vulnerable beginnings. Her artwork depicts a more realistic Holy Family. With whimsy and humor, illustrator Vivas renders Mary in all her humanness, her womanliness. She shows Mary's growing belly and swollen breasts. We sense Mary's discomfort, her unwieldiness. Following the birth, she looks utterly spent. We see Joseph as her tender protector. Even Gabriel, with his tattered papery wings, disheveled hair, and beat-up work boots, lends a comic, human touch to the story. We need more of these kinds of images in our heads. We need not sentimentalize this most radical and most human of stories, for it is in the disarray and brokenness that is our humanity that the divine meets us. And Mary, the one who bore God, bears that truth again to us, even now. Let's share new visions of Christmas by reading aloud discussion, prayer, and service. Prayer. We pray for the strength and insight to shed the sentimentality surrounding Christmas and to search for its real meaning for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Discussion questions. Number 1. What are we doing now that distracts us from a real Christmas? Number 2. Are we willing to revision our celebration of Christmas by using a planner like Let's Talk About Christmas or a workshop like Unplug the Christmas Machine? If not, why not? Number 3. What are some of the implications of a real Christmas for us year-round? Number 4. What practices would help us live out these implications, such as reading aloud, discussion, prayer, and service? Are we willing to adopt or strengthen such practices? If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. The Nativity, or The Shoemaker's Dream, or The Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey, or Let's Talk About Christmas, Planner.